Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Robert.
Yeah, is that Patrick?
Yeah, this is Patrick. How are you, sir?
Good. Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Yes.
I'm so sorry, I missed your call. I was on another call.
So,
So
what do
come
you need
forward.
from me?
I was the person on how's everything. Looking forward to work with you.
Right.
I have shared an email with you. Did you receive my email?
I received the email, but
No problem.
my
I can
manuscript is in
explain to
my
you everything.
right.
Yep. So
Okay,
before.
my manuscript is in written. Is it, yeah, my manuscript is in written form, and I need to mail it to you. So I need a mailing address.
Okay, I will share the mailing address with you right after the call on the email, so it will be easy for you to get it.
Okay.
I will provide you the mailing address so that can you just let
Perfect.
me know, sir, that is your manuscript completed or is it incomplete manuscript?
The manuscript, as far as I'm concerned, is completed.
Okay, no problem. So I'm just looking forward to know that what exactly the book is all about. Can you just share the title with me and I'll put a story
Yes,
about the book?
right. It is a religious book, so it's entitled The Prayer of Acquired Contemplation. So it's the prayer of acquired contemplation for everyone. And for, yeah.
Pretty much like so. This is the only. I mean, like you're the only author of this book, or is there anybody else who's working on this project?
No, just myself.
Just you yourself. So, can you just let me know that how exactly the chapters in this book and total length of this book?
It's not a very extensive manuscript at all, but I'm just looking it up now. Should be here in any minute. Yes, there are 7 chapters and an addendum.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. So, what are your primary objective with this book? I mean, are you, do you just write this book just for the entertaining readers, or just getting good reviews and positive reader, or just.
Yeah, well, the intention is to attract people of prayer to a prayer form that has been ignored for the last 2,000 years of Christianity. And it's just
Exactly.
come to light. Yeah, it's come to light as something which is
This is
available
something that's
for everyone.
missing. This part is missing in our society. This is what we believe.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly, you're right. And like, and what do you feel that? Where do you feel that your book needs most work? For example, your book needs an evaluation or assessment, or for example, your book needs a polishing the writing, or character building, or grammatical punctuation error. What do you see as per your and then you as an author, what do you see that what part are missing in this book?
Right. Well, as I say, I have completed the manuscript, but it needs to be edited, and give me feedback on that, and I'll make changes if I have to. As I say, that's basically it.
Okay, and one more question that I have for you, that who's the audience for your book? I mean, like, why would readers be interested in your book?
Right. Well, this is what I didn't know, but basically, it's Christians who would be interested in this.
Yep,
I
and
don't
this
see anybody else being. Yeah.
But you know what I believe the topic that you have targeted is, I mean, the prayer. The good topic, and especially going to target the Christianity, and obviously we are going to see that what exactly things on which we're going to work. For example, let me just explain you that what exactly the process is. First, once we're going to receive your manuscript, we have a team of editors who is going to review your book. They will go thoroughly through your book, and they're going to see that if there is anything. For example, they will go by line editing, and they're going to see that anything that need to be changed, for example, any grammatical error, punctuation, are, you
Sure,
know,
sure.
yeah, as being a human being, we do sometimes make quite a silly
Oh,
mistake.
yes.
For
Oh, yes, I
example, we just
know.
have
Yeah.
to proofread everything before we move forward towards the publication on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other platforms that are highlighted in your contract. You know what, Robert, the purpose of going through with all of these things is just to make sure that the finished product is going to be in a good form so that we can directly go and publish the book. So that's the reason
Right.
that we give the chances to even to the author and to the team that to be on the same track if you're going to make the changes in a draft or something. Because I believe you are going to submit our book through the mail, and now our team is going to write it down on the Word document, or they have to do something in kind of printing, I mean, like to convert into the PDF form. I'm going to ask my team that what exactly they are going to do, because what I believe that we also have a writer who can directly write down the big book in within 2 or 3 days because they know how to type it down everything. So then, once
Right.
the editing part is complete, I'm gonna one who will be sharing a first draft with you to show you something that if any changes that need to be made. So as per your feedback and as per your approval, we're gonna make the changes.
Right.
That's how we're gonna work. Because you know what, sometimes we might miss the punctuation error and other things. And if there's anything, for example, we need to fix it out, so we're gonna work together in this way. Sounds good?
Right. Sounds good to me.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is how we're gonna work. By the way, I have one more question. Why do you? I mean, like, who do you plan on selling your book to? For example, your close friend, colleagues, or the general market?
Oh yes, well, there'll be close friends, and there will be Christians that I know of, and they're, quite a group of people,
Churches only be
and
part of the Christian community or the Muslim community too?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I'm saying you're going to target the Christian community.
Yes, oh yes, and in particular, priests and deacons and people of that nature.
Okay. That's great. That's great. And the one more question that I have for you, that are there any books similar to the one you want to write?
No, well, there are books on the process that I'm writing about, but they're way off base. They're not even close to the basic Christian fundamentals that I'm into.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Let's move towards the book cover. Have you ever like created a book cover for this book? I mean, did you design a book cover, or do you have something in your mind?
No, I have designed a book cover.
You did?
So I'll be sending that with you. Yeah.
Exactly. So you were going to send this with this manuscript, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's great. And let me just explain you one more thing. For example, what is the size of your book? Is this on the standard size, 6x9, or a different size?
Well, as I say, it's not a long book. I don't know what format it would be suitable for it.
Well,
But
I
I was thinking more
prefer
of the
standard cover.
paperback.
Yeah,
Yeah,
paperback
standard
with
kind
a
of
6x9.
paperback.
Okay.
Right, something like that.
Yeah. Because you know what, the standard size quite look good, and what I believe the book is all about writing. So what I'm going to
Right.
prefer that we're going to move forward with the 6x9 size with the paperback format.
Good. That sounds right.
Okay. So one more thing that I have in my mind, for example, the book cover. I will see the book cover, and once I will have the book, I will let you know that if the book cover need to, if you have something in your mind, for example, if you have a book description. Book cover description in your mind. So you can share the book description with me. And we have a
Right.
team of illustrators who is working on this project. So what I can do best is my illustrator can design something, what exactly you have in your mind. And whatever the
Right.
description you're going to provide me, they're going to design something for you. They will create 2, 3 mock-ups for you. And then you can even select any one of them. And then if you like something, so we're going to put that one too. What about it?
Right. Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, in this way we can have a multiple option to work accordingly.
Yes.
Exactly, that sounds good. So what you just need to do, the form that I have shared with you, these are the questions that are in the form. I mean, the very simple and easy question. Is it possible for you to fill out this form, or do you want me to take care of this?
I'd like you to take care of it. I tried calling up the farm and I couldn't locate the farm. So I'm very bad at electronic stuff. So if you could
No.
do it, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'm gonna do this for you. But what exactly things I needed from your side, I will send you an email that what exactly things I need from your side. For example, your full name, the title of the book, and everything. Three to four
Right.
things that I have to need from your side, and for the rest of the things, for the rest of the two forms, I'm gonna take care of this. All right?
Perfect. Okay, that's good,
Great.
Patrick. Thank you.
And I will share an email with you with the mailing address. So once you're going to receive it, please let me know that you have received with the acknowledgement so that we can proceed.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah. And you already have my email and you have this number too. And if there's anything you need to discuss with me, you can give me a call back on this number or you can directly contact me on the email and then we can decide the best suitable time to discuss.
Good. Thank you very much, Patrick. That's
Thank you so much
excellent.
for your time and have a great day.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye
Thank you.
for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.